With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Trump administration has won a major legal victory at the Supreme Court. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton has more.
Justices ruled that individual judges lack the authority to grant nationwide injunctions, effectively blocking presidential executive orders. It's a big win for Donald Trump, whose agenda has faced multiple roadblocks from district judges. But the 6-3 Supreme Court ruling did not address the constitutionality of the president's restrictions on birthright citizenship. He wants to deny citizenship to U.S.-born children of people who are in the country illegally. Greg Clugston, The White House.
The president says the judges who were granting nationwide injunctions were issuing rulings contrary to his laws.
I was elected on a historic mandate, but in recent months we've seen a handful of radical left judges effectively try to overrule the rightful powers of the president.
Texas Attorney General praising a Supreme Court ruling upholding a state law aimed at blocking children from seeing pornography online. Republican Attorney General Ken Paxton said Friday companies have no right to expose children to pornography and must institute reasonable age verification measures. A lawyer says the Supreme Court's ruling that Maryland parents who have religious objections can pull their children from public school lessons using LGBTQ storybooks is a historic victory for parental rights. Lawyer Eric Baxter says kids should not be forced into conversations about drag queens or gender transitions without their parents' permission. The Justice Department firing at least three prosecutors involved in the U.S. Capitol situation criminal cases. It's the latest move by the Trump administration targeting attorneys connected to the massive prosecution of the January 6, 2021 incident. Those dismissed include two attorneys who worked as supervisors overseeing the January 6 prosecutions from the attorney's office. This is SRN News. It's another victory for religious freedom in Colorado. More from SRN's Michael Harrington.
Lawmakers in the state spend a lot of time promoting the LGBT agenda and then watching the courts knock down their laws. The latest case features a Christian camp which has won the right not to allow boys to use girls' restrooms and locker rooms. Alliance Defending Freedom filed a lawsuit on behalf of the camp, and now the state is backing down, agreeing to let the camp alone and exempt all other religious facilities from its LGBT orders. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration has found that the California Department of Education and the state's High School Sports Federation have violated federal civil rights laws. They did so by allowing boys to compete on girls' sports teams. The Department of Education announcing the finding and proposes a resolution that would require California to bar males from competing against females in sports. It would also require that the state strip transgender athletes of records. This is SRN News. A group of Republican senators is calling for term limits on Senate parliamentarians after the current one rejected several components of the president's Big Beautiful Bill. More from Bob Agnew.
Senators Roger Marshall, Tommy Tuberville, and Marsha Blackburn on Thursday proposed a resolution that Senate parliamentarians henceforth would be limited to 6-year terms. Senator Marshall notes a current parliamentarian was appointed by Democrat Harry Reid back in 2012. Tuberville notes that what he calls the woke radical left Senate parliamentarian once served as an advisor to Al Gore and has no right to countermand the 77 million Americans who voted for President Trump and his agenda. Bob Agnew reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom suing Fox News over alleged defamation, saying the network knowingly aired false information about him over a phone call he had with President Trump around the time the National Guard was sent to Los Angeles. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.